The Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 5. The Beatitudes. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up a mountain. He sat down, and his disciples gathered around him. Then he spoke and began to teach them. Fortunate are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Fortunate are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Fortunate are the gentle, they shall possess the land. Fortunate are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Fortunate are the merciful, for they shall find mercy. Fortunate are those with pure hearts, for they shall see God. Fortunate are those who work for peace. They shall be called children of God. Fortunate are those who are persecuted for the cause of justice, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Fortunate are you when people insult you and persecute you and speak all kinds of evil against you because you are my followers. Be glad and joyful, for a great reward is kept for you in God. For that is how this people persecuted the prophets who lived before you. Salt and light. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It has become useless. It can only be thrown away, and people will trample on it. You are the light of the world. A city built on a mountain cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and covers it. Instead, it is put on a lampstand, where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before others, so that they may see the good you do and praise your Father in heaven. The more perfect law. Do not think that I have come to annul the law and the prophets. I have not come to annul them, but to fulfill them. I tell you this, as long as heaven and earth last, not the smallest letter or dot in the law will change until all is fulfilled. So then, whoever breaks the least important of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be the least in the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, whoever obeys them and teaches others to do the same will be great in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, if your sense of right and wrong is not keener than that of the lawyers and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to our people in the past, "Do not commit murder." Anyone who murders will have to face a trial. But now I tell you, whoever gets angry with a brother or sister will have to face a trial. Whoever insults a brother or sister is liable to be brought before the council. Whoever calls a brother or sister fool is liable of being thrown into the fire of hell. So, if you are about to offer your gift at the altar, and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. Go at once and make peace with your brother, and then come back and offer your gift to God. Don't forget this. Be reconciled with your opponent quickly when you are together on the way to court. Otherwise, he will turn you over to the judge, who will hand you over to the police, who will put you in jail. There you will stay until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "Do not commit adultery." But I tell you this, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It is much better for you to lose a part of your body than to have your whole body thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose a part of your body than to have your whole body thrown into hell. It was also said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a written notice of divorce. But what I tell you is this, if a man divorces his wife, except in the case of unlawful union, he causes her to commit adultery. And the man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Oaths. You have also heard that people were told in the past, "Do not break your oath. An oath sworn to the Lord must be kept." But I tell you this, do not take oaths. Do not swear by the heavens, for they are God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not even swear by your head, because you cannot make a single hair white or black. Say yes when you mean yes, and no when you mean no. Anything else you say comes from the devil. Love of enemies. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you this, do not oppose evil with evil. If someone slaps you on your right cheek, turn and offer the other. If someone sues you in court for your shirt, give him your coat as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give when asked. And do not turn your back on anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and do not do good to your enemy. But this I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on both the wicked and the good, and he gives rain to both the just and the unjust. If you love those who love you, what is special about that? Do not even tax collectors do as much? And if you are friendly only to your friends, what is so exceptional about that? Do not even the pagans do as much? as for you, be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect.